Hours Ruby and Dave Show's Great Trailer Reversing Challenge.
The winner will be showered with praise. The loser will be taunted and booed until my throat is sore.
Welcome back. A very deflated Ruby Slippers joins you this morning. I'm feeling deflated.
Rubes, Goldie, you've got a quote from Tanya Scherf, our news person. What did Tanya say about Rubes' performance in the trailer challenge?
Well, Tanya's right at the back there. She just said, and I'll try and put her voice on how she said it.
You could have done a bit better, Ruby.
Yeah, mate.
The people only hear the good voice.
All right, Davo is now in the car. He's in the Jeep. He's got the trailer connected. He's ready. He's ready to try and negotiate this course. Just a recap on the rules of the Great Trailer Challenge.
Do you want to throw in there's a time limit?
There is. We said that at the start, Ruth.
You did
not. You were just so nervous you didn't hear. 2 minutes to reverse the trailer up the car park.
Two
you get
minutes.
A point off if you hit one of the witch's hats. You get 2 points off if you hit one of the River 949 signs, and you get 3 points off if the bunny falls over.
Did I hit anything?
You did. You hit a witch's hat.
I just hit that witch's hat.
You hit a sign, and the bunny fell over.
And, but I resuscitated the rabbit.
Lot.
I resuscitated the rabbit.
You did.
I should get points for that.
For nothing other than that, you got some extra style points from our judge, Peter Garski, from the Queensland Trucking
Association. I've never met him before in my life.
No, of course not. And a final score of 15 points. Davo?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to go?
I am 100% ready, Mike.
Oh,
just
here we go.
Just give me the starting buzzer and I'm away.
In three, big crowd here, two, one.
Here we go as he brings the
the rabbit's
over.
Already fallen
the rabbit's over. Look, there's no resuscitation.
He's
coming
around.
He's
around that first witch's hat, though.
Hey. He's a muso, this bloke.
I tell you, he's got another witch's hat to negotiate.
Okay, he's doing all right. Dave, keep it coming.
Come on,
Dave,
let's give it
he's
run right over it.
Fantastic, but I've got to tell you, he's doing well. He's doing well.
He's trashed a witch's hat.
He's doing well, look at that.
Oh, no.
Oh, another one.
He's almost at the finish line.
Put a greasy stick up.
And
oh, no, I won't say that.
Off the line. Round of applause for Davo, everyone.
Hey, now, how did we go there with time, please?
Oh, dear.
I did well. He got 38.18 seconds. That's brilliant. He is a man, and men can back up trailers.
Ruby, I think in fairness and in trying to introduce a bit of gender balance here, we really should discuss among the judges the fact that the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Now, that's a very serious road rule offence. So I'll be taking that up with my fellow judges that we'll have to mark him down for not wearing a seatbelt.
Good, good, because he's a big fella and he could see anything.
All right, so we're just adding up the points. He hit three witch's hats. In fact, he didn't just hit them.
And
you'll see this on the River 949 website later today. He's absolutely destroyed them.
Did you see Keith?
Yeah.
Keith is crying
over
witch's hats.
For Keith? Okay. So that's 7 points, because three off makes seven.
Okay.
Now we just need some style scores.
I'll leave it to
judges.
You from here, Mike.
Style scores.
No way I'm going to be able to match Ruby's style score. Have a look at the bling on her.
In fact, I've forgotten. The bunny fell over. Thank you, Cindy from Kmart.
No.
Cindy from Kmart
Cindy!
Pointed out the bunny fell over. So that, in fact, gives him a very similar score. 4 points. 4 points.
No.
Now we'll add the style scores. Goldie?
Oh, my goodness. I'll
give him a six. The bunny fell over and he just didn't care.
No, he didn't.
Dave didn't even say anything.
He
went, well, bunny's down. I don't care.
Still six.
Okay, so that is
a
score of 10. And our final score from Peter Garski, the Queensland Trucking Association.
Come on, Pete.
Well, concerned as I am with road safety outcomes, I'm very critical of not wearing a seatbelt, so 2 is the best I can find.
The victorious Ruby Slippers.
There goes my free breakfast for a week. Down the tube.
And there goes my Peugeot will be detailed on Raymond's Hill.
I can't believe the bunny fell over.
So everyone can see it.
At least I got the trailer reasonably close to home.
I feel good today.
At least it got further than you, Ruby.
He's finished.
As far as job done.
Give me a break. The rabbit was over within 2 seconds.
Well, Monday, it's Dave live in the front of Ruby's Peugeot, looking for loose change and also giving it a bit of a detail as well.
Down the backs of the seats
there.
Kids might get
yours.
A 20.
Oh, so you enjoyed the trailer challenge?
Oh, it was fantastic, Damo.
There you go. You're glad you did it now.
Oh, I'm glad.
All right, fantastic.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Pete.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you, Jay Goldman.
I'm disappointed, Ruby. You've taken away the last thing us men had.